I'm really glad to follow Tom in the geology because, of course, the geology influences the plant life. And as we look around here, this is locally called the Llano, which is the name of the event here today, part of the name of the event. Okay. And it's also, so what is the Llano? What do we call this? Well, this, we only receive about 8 inches of rainfall a year here, so this is desert. But it's not quite desert. It's desert grassland. And so I want to talk just a little bit about the habitats around us before we get into the plants and animals and a little bit about where we are. If we look that way and we can see the nice color on the cottonwoods today, that's riparian area. That's a riparian area is an area of trees, shrubs, grasses, plants, animals along a river. And so it's a wetlands area, and it runs right through the middle of our state. If we look on either side, when we have the mesas, the what are commonly called the Llano, up here, we get into a drier uplands habitat. And if we were able to see the mountains, we would see a different habitat, a number of different habitats altogether.
Yeah.
And the habitats of the mountains, of our local mountains, we have, these are not, as Tom would point out, not part of the Rocky Mountains, but the flora is mostly Rocky Mountain. However, there's also, in our mountains, we see the beginnings of Madrean, the Madrean influence from the Sierra Madre of Mexico coming up. And so we have a blending here, a Madrean and Rocky Mountain plants in our mountain ranges in the Manzanos. When I was asked to speak, I was thinking, plants and animals. Well, if we look around, we can definitely see plants, but I don't think we're going to see any animals.
We can see stink bug a minute ago.
We can see tracks.
I saw a lot of tracks.
Animals might live in there.
Right. And so that was my next thing I was going to say, is we will see evidence of the animals. The other thing is that a lot of the animals are somewhat smarter than we are in the sense that they come out, many of our animals here in this uplands habitat are going to be nocturnal. They're going to escape the heat of the day. The other thing is, this environment, I think from a human standpoint, we would call this a harsh environment. However, for the animals and plants that adapted to here, this is their home. This is not harsh. If you took some of these plants and put them in South Carolina, that would be a harsh environment for them, and they'd die. It'd be too wet. So what I'd like to do is, you can look at the list of the animals. These are the animals that might occur here. Some of them are going to be more common than others. And what I tried to do was look at what would you be most likely to see. The plants I actually saw up here, I walked it, and I see one plant that I didn't see because I didn't come to this site. But what I'd like to do is just walk around and actually talk about the plants. We're a small enough group that I think we could take a small field trip here.
Right.
So why don't we do that?